The suspense is tangible. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. resettlement agencies are anxiously waiting to see what President-elect Trump will do about refugees. He's vowed to close the door if elected, and now only 8 weeks remain until Trump takes office. Bill Blackwire of Bethany Christian Services calls for a different response from the church.
Jesus himself was a refugee, and how would it have been if Egypt wouldn't have taken his family in? There again, it's just another example of why the Christian community needs to care for refugees.
Bethany partners with local churches to help resettle refugee families in 8 U.S. states, and the gospel in action is transformative.
Many of these refugees accept Christ into their life.
For more details on this story, go to missionnews.org. Mailboxes are filling with catalogs, and inboxes are inundated with holiday specials. When it comes to retail, clearly, Christmas time is already here. But is there a way to make a gift purchase count toward a greater purpose? Beth Allen at Food for the Hungry says yes. Everything in their annual gift catalog has impact.
Yeah, one of my favorites this year is the audio Bible that we are using in northern Kenya in areas where people oftentimes are illiterate. And they will sit around in a group and listen to the Word of God.
What does a gift do? It resources the gospel work of the local church.
The fact that you as a giver allow us to be there, you empower us to be Christ to those people, is something that gives hope. And that's what Christmas is really all about. It's about that hope and light. The light of the world has come into the world.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.